All right. Second principle is one of my very favorite things to talk about. Something I've observed over and over again. I think I got the first idea for it from reading a book by Leo Tolstoy called The Death of Ivan Illich when I was in college. I call this principle, don't die with your music still in you. And I remember in Tolstoy's novel, Ivan Illich was on his deathbed. He had been an accountant in Moscow his entire life. He had been a commuter, what Jackson Brown in his music calls the pretender. Remember that song? Out into the cool of the evening strolls the pretender. He knows that all his hopes and dreams begin and end there. And The Pretender is a song about someone who's chasing the legal tender and trying to get ahead by collecting as much money as he possibly can and going after wealth. But he's always a pretender. And Leo Tolstoy's Ivan Illich is also like that. And he's lying on his deathbed. And I remember reading this in my 20s. And getting goosebumps as I listened to the end of the novel, where he's asking his wife, as he knows that he is dying, the question that just terrified me. He's saying, what if my whole life has been wrong? And I can't think of anything that just brings more terror to me than the idea of knowing that you're on your deathbed and you're asking yourself the question, what if I've been a pretender? What if all my hopes and dreams begin and end there? When I wrote Wisdom of the Ages, I picked 60 of the most profound and important teachers that ever came into my life. And the one thing that I observed about all of them, it seemed to me, is that not one of them got to the end of their life and died with their music still in them. And some of them died very young. John Keats, for example, one of the great poets of the 18th century, died at the age of 25. Considered by the Britannica to be the greatest poet of his generation. And he was only 25 when he died. Beauty is truth. Truth is beauty. That's all you need to know on earth, and all there is to know. Well, he wrote that when he was 22 years old, from Ode to a Grecian Urn. At any rate, this idea of not dying with your music still in you is really about an awareness that there is some kind of purpose. And that purpose to everything and to your life is not necessarily based upon something that we can figure out with our brain. Like, my purpose is to become an accountant, or my purpose is to find the perfect place to live or the perfect mate. I don't think it's done that way. It's never, to me, an intellectual thing. It's always something that's of the heart. When I ask people to point to themselves, you know, they never point to their brain. They always point to their heart. And Gibran, the Lebanese poet, said that when you're born, your work is placed in your heart. There's something that you feel, and it's very hard to put it into words. In fact, I think it defies words, because words are just more symbols of something that we're trying to express. And it's the feeling that we have in here that I'm here, that I have a heroic mission of some kind, that there's something more to my life than just simply going through the motions and being a commuter and collecting a certain amount of stuff. So to me, not dying with your music still in you is what Maslow called the top of the pyramid. And you remember the pyramid of the self-actualization that begins with the baseline being the longest part. But the baseline is just taking care of basic needs. Like, you learn how to handle and provide for yourself. So you have to